We, in the last 2 years, opened and we operate a community thrift store, Pay It Forward, that serves a few different purposes. The main purpose we wanted the store was to generate discretionary income so that we could serve people outside of our grant criteria. However, we're also using it as a job training site for people who are on social services. Another misconception people have is, that people are allowed to just sit and collect on services, and that's not true. Depending on your family situation, a person to receive any kind of public assistance needs to perform so many hours a week of community services. It's called CWEP, or Community Work Experience Program. So we actually are a CWEP site, and we work with these people and help them develop job skills. We have a dress code. There's a volunteer manual. They have to follow the rules like any other employee, and they receive case management and coaching while they're with us, and hopefully prepare them for the workforce.
And I was just going to ask in general, how's the thrift store? It's been 2 years now. How has it been going? Is it a success?
It's getting better, yes. In the beginning, we actually had a grand reopening in July. We closed down for a few weeks and kind of revamped things. We were so overwhelmed with donations, and that's a good problem to have. We just didn't have the workforce to process them. And we weren't very selective about what we were selling. And we were very, very fortunate that we had some great advice from the retail doctor, Bob Phibbs, who's actually has a home in Coxsackie. He came in and gave us some pointers on what we were doing wrong.
Is he at a TV show? I'm not
He's
familiar with
been
the
on
retail.
CNN, and he's written books, and he is the authority on retail sales. And
And he lives in Coxsackie, yeah.
yes, I had seen him speak at a chamber event a few years ago, and he was brutally honest, and we appreciate that. And we revamped. We're not. Our intention is never to fundraise off the people that we serve. Right now, we're offering quality items at a very good price. We have some really great vintage pieces. We're actually going to start marketing more to the antiquers, and my kids hate the word hipsters, and the people that are shopping vintage for various reasons. But we've got some really, really beautiful pieces. We have some wonderful donors. And since we kind of revamped our operation, sales are up. So we're excited about that. And it's wildly successful, I believe, as far as the C website, because we have seen people succeed. Sometimes it's just a matter of having someone on your side and coaching you and telling you you can do something makes all the difference for them actually making change in their lives.
And we should say the store is on 9W, just south of Route 23.
Correct.
You have to get off on the little loop-de-loop, but
Yes, it's right across from that loop-de-loop, and be careful making that left-hand turn. Yes.